taking our postures for our afternoon sit, we always want to be sure that sleepiness hasn't set in. And so you might even care to stand for this practice. And the bit of imagery we use for this practice lends itself beautifully to standing practice. So taking your postures and feeling into the body in your chosen posture. And remembering your lovely intentions for being here today. Letting them guide you into this practice and the rest of the day. And then listening to Mary Oliver's poem, First Snow. The snow began here this morning and all day continued, its white rhetoric everywhere, calling us back to why, how, whence such beauty, and what the meaning, such an auricular fever, flowing past windows, an energy it seemed would never ebb, never settle. Less than lovely. And only now, deep into night, it is finally ended. The silence is immense, and the heavens still hold a million candles. Nowhere the familiar things, stars, the moon, the darkness we expect and nightly turn from. Trees glitter like castles of ribbons. The broad fields smolder with light. A passing creek bed lies heaped with shining hills. And though the questions that have assailed us all day remain, not a single answer has been found. Walking out now into the silence and the light under the trees and through the fields feels like one. And so the silence and the stillness of a beautiful snowfall, trees that glitter like castles, the stars, the moon, all of this beauty that is illuminated by the darkness gives us some answers in a way to the mystery. And so feeling the body sitting or standing, allowing for some nice, refreshing breaths, letting the body relax through each out-breath. And just letting the breathing settle, feeling the stillness within the movements of the breathing. Taking our counsel from the breathing to settle, to rest. And then using a little bit of imagery and some of us can really visualize and others of us we simply sense into things and that's fine, whatever works for you. So imagining as you're able that it's daytime, maybe even this type of time of day rather, where the light is starting to get a little dimmer. and you're in a forest, a beautiful evergreen forest. And as in the poem, the snow is lightly falling and has been falling all day. So just watching in our mind's eye the falling of the snow and letting that soft, the softness and the quiet that comes with the snowfall help us soften and quiet, settle. Feeling the crispness of the air. Perhaps a streak of amber in the sky. As the snow falls, letting our bodies relax. Drop as the snow drops. Now, as you take in all of this beauty, begin to connect with one particular evergreen in the forest, laden with snow, green and white. Noticing how this tree is amongst other trees and its roots are all connected to one another. The branches touching other trees. And so too for us. Can we feel into our rootedness through our lower extremities and get nicely grounded? Deep into the earth. Connecting our torsos with the trunk of the tree. Our upper extremities with its beautiful branches. And the topmost branches of the tree with head and neck. Gracious, beautiful, soft, still, quiet. Taking the tree into our body, breathing it in, breath and body together. As attention wanders, connecting again with the imagery and breathing yourself into the image of the evergreen with the snow lightly falling upon it. Connect too with the image of the other trees and how their roots are connected through the earth, their branches touching, and so are we, all connected. Having a sense of that community. As you continue to breathe, breath and body as a whole connected to the image of the evergreen with the snow, gently allow the sky to softly darken into dusk. Feel into that. Let it help us soften further. And gradually start to imagine as you are embodied with the tree that there's a bit of sunset, more amber and pinks and purples. Letting that sense of sky cultivate a bit of spaciousness as you sit and breathe, breath and body as the tree. And in your imagination, gently let the sun set. And one by one, the stars come out and the moon show. Perhaps even a beautiful full moon as we've been having these past few days. And embody the tree with your breathing and your posture. The moon and the stars shine on the snow, illuminating the forest. The darkness providing the background for the light, the possibility of light. Letting this practice relax you, moving into a spacious awareness as you hear the sounds of the silence of the forest, the snow-filled forest. And breathe with the forest. And as we finish off this shorter practice, hearing again from Mary Oliver, can you imagine, for example, what the trees do, not only in lightning storms or the watery dark of a summer's night or under the white nets of winter, but now, and now, and now, whenever we're not looking? Surely you can't imagine they don't dance from the root up, wishing to travel a little, not cramped so much as wanting a better view or more sun or just as avidly more shade. Surely you can't imagine they just stand there loving every minute of it, the birds or the emptiness, the dark rings of the year slowly and without a sound thickening, and nothing different unless the wind, and then only in its own mood, comes to visit. Surely you can't imagine patience and happiness like that.